Why don't we rise for prayer first? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, it is with thankful hearts that we can gather again this morning in Your name. You're the way, the truth, the life, Lord. And no man comes to You but through the Father, and we thank You for this, Lord. Father, I just think of the few thoughts that You've laid on my heart this morning, Lord. I just pray that You'd help me expound them in a clear way, Lord, and that You would get all honor and glory, Lord. We thank You. We just again look to You. We just magnify and exalt and praise Thy name again this morning, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank You in Your precious name. Amen. I was thinking this morning of the same song that Moses, his heart went to. My heart went to another verse in the same song. It says, God of mercies, never ending, though with hands of love extending, cleanse me from all iniquity. And I was just thinking of that. I had to think of the 10 lepers where they... know how it goes anymore. I read it, but he said that they said they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And Jesus told them, he said, go and show thyself unto the priest. And as they were going, they seen they was healed. And the 9 of them kept going, but 1 of them came back and with a loud voice said he glorified God. Now I had to think about this already this morning, you know, with the mercies he has extended in my life. And Sunday after Sunday we sit here and we pray for the Lord to point things out in our lives, to draw us closer to Him and to be more like Him. And I had to think, what do I glorify Him with a loud voice of what He's done? It was just another reminder for me this morning. The singing was precious this morning again. I was glad to be here already. this morning, what the Lord has laid on my heart to talk about is understanding forgiveness. And I'm barely going to scratch the surface on this. It's a very serious thing. I had to think... you know, there's nothing, I don't think there's anything new that I'm going to bring this morning. But yet, I know in my own life, we need to be reminded again and again as we go through life on Scripture, forgiveness, and just the everyday life as we go through, we need to be reminded of the seriousness of life and the seriousness of not forgiving. It reminded me of years ago, we used to have these little gas engines on the farm here and there, and there was many times that they wouldn't run right, and we would take them to Hildy Engine and they'd get their little tag out and they'd write on there, needs tune-up. And I had to think of that, you know. That's what I need, is a spiritual tune-up. As I go through life, this is what I need. The engines a lot of times would sputter and backfire and whatever, and they wasn't running real smooth. And after we got them back, they'd run smooth again. And I think the Lord can do this in our hearts to get us to run smooth again. give us a spiritual tune-up. Like I have down there, how serious is forgiveness or unforgiveness? Let's see what Jesus says in Matthew 6, 9 through 15. It's the Lord's Prayer, but there's also a couple verses after that. And after this manner, therefore pray you, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen. Then 14 and 15 are the two verses that we want to catch here. For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So it's very serious that Jesus is teaching us here. Maybe we should talk about a few things that is not forgiveness. Forgiveness is not just excusing someone else's wrong or offensive actions, or thinking he didn't mean it, or he didn't do it on purpose, or maybe he's always been like that. Denying what happened or how we felt is not forgiving the other person. Denial will not help us anything, but will only bring bitterness. You know, if we don't forgive, there's something else that sets in there. And there's other things also, but I think bitterness is one of the first things that takes place. And Paul warns us in Hebrews 12, verse 15, Paul warns bitterness is like a root. The longer it is allowed to grow, the more difficult it is to get rid of. And like it says, it will defile many. The root of bitterness will defile many. The people we're around, if there's a dad or a mom in a home that has this root of bitterness, it can just spread out to the children and the people they're around. The old way, I know you've all heard this, is to forgive and forget. We can forgive, but I got to be careful here, but I think it's basically impossible to forget if we still have our good minds, in other words. Time does not forgive. Time may take the edge away a little bit, so to speak. Forgiveness is a choice, but it is more than that. Forgiveness is taking the focus off ourselves and choosing to go to the cross on behalf of the wrongdoer. This is what Jesus did in Matthew 26, verse 39. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou will. Jesus didn't feel like going to the cross, but chose the Father's will. There are times we don't feel like forgiving, but we know it's the Father's will. When we think of Jesus never committing sin, yet was willing to patiently bear all our guilt, fears, shame, and blame for the multitude of sins and hurts we have gave him, why do we find it so hard to forgive the few sins a brother has committed against us? There is a story in Matthew 18 you're all familiar with. Find it here. Growing up, we had this scripture every spring and fall, And it was a very good scripture. We had this before communion, and it pointed out the seriousness of our condition before we partake in communion. And I think it's very serious. This is all in red here. So these are Jesus's words here. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which came, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife and children and all he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosened him and forgave him the debt. But that same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest. And this fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went out and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw that was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all the debt because thou desirest me. Shouldn't now thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him into the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if you from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses. From your hearts. Here is a good example how receiving and extending forgiveness are related. The Lord forgave the servant an unpayable amount. Why did the servant try to collect a few dollars from his fellow servant? You know, it appears he didn't feel he was forgiven. After all, he only asked for more time to pay the debt and not forgiveness. He just asked for more time. He didn't really ask for forgiveness. He just wanted more time to pay the debt and not forgiveness. Receiving and extending forgiveness has to be done through faith. We need to have faith and believe we are forgiving. Years ago, I had confessed some things, and I know I went in faith, but yet I wasn't at peace. That peace that we heard about last Sunday morning, I just didn't feel the peace. And so I went and talked with one of the ministers, and he said, so you went in faith. I said, did you believe it? And I wasn't believing it, that I was forgiven. And there's steps there that have to be taken. You have to, in faith and believe. You know, when I was getting this few words, topic, the opening ready this morning, I had to think of Joseph. Joseph would have had plenty of opportunity to hold grudges and not to forgive. Joseph was rejected, kidnapped, enslaved, imprisoned. Even though his brothers had been unfaithful, he graciously forgave them and shared his prosperity with them. Isn't that something? Not only did he forgive them, but he helped them live. He fed them corn and whatever they needed. It just it really spoke to me. No, his brothers had anger and could not forgive because of the dreams he had, the coat of many colors, and being his father's favorite. Through all that, they stuck Joseph in a pit and later sold him to the Ishmaelites. But I had to think, do I have people in a pit like that? The pit of unforgiveness? Is my pit about full or is it clean? Is it empty? Do I have a forgiving heart? Or how is it with me? How did Joseph do this? In Genesis, it tells us that Joseph did this because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. You know, Joseph, like I said, he had plenty of opportunities to hold grudges and not to forgive. But he chose to forgive. And he released them. And it says the Lord was with him. And we can go through this life. And we're going to face situations. And we can walk through this life just like Joseph did. And the Lord can be with us to help us in all these situations and forgiveness and extending forgiveness. The rewards for forgiveness are many. It gives us the peace we heard about last Sunday morning. Forgiving others makes a way for receiving forgiveness. If we feel the Lord's forgiveness, we are very apt to extend that a lot easier than if we don't. I had to think about something that happened to me. I was just a boy. And I still remember it so clear. I knew where Dad kept his fish pole. It was way up there in the rafter somewhere, and it was one of his favorites. And one day I got to looking at that thing, and I wanted to feel it and to crank it and see how it feels, you know. And I was climbing up there, and on the way up, I knocked it down, and it broke. And I knew where it broke that it couldn't be fixed. I knew the part would have to be replaced. And I knew what kind Dad would come home from work. So it was kind of a long day. And through the day, I started getting more nervous and more nervous. And finally, around 5 o'clock, I climbed under the bed, went clear in the back corner. And I could hear Dad come in. And I heard Mom talking with Dad. And what I didn't know, but I actually think, in a sense, she was interceding for me. And she, I could still remember Dad reaching under there and pulling me out from under the bed. And he didn't give me the spanking that I thought I was going to get, but he just talked to me. And as he talked to me, I could feel his forgiveness. And that peace that settled in as he forgave me. I have to think of you youth this morning. If the Lord is knocking on your hearts and drawing you, don't put it off. you can just as well as you can receive the forgiveness of your earthly father, you can receive this from your heavenly father. And it's priceless, the peace that comes. I know your mom and dad don't mind a knock on their bedroom door late at night. If the Lord is drawing you, don't put it off. To forgive others is to extend grace, mercy, and love. Grace is to grant the offender the release he doesn't deserve. Mercy is the kindness shown to the offender by withholding the punishment he deserves. Love is the willingness to sacrifice our rights by accepting the hurts that the offender gave us. To truly forgive others is humanly impossible, but with God, all things are possible. May God grant us the ability through faith in His promises to forgive our fellow man from our hearts. There is where it has to come from, is from our hearts. I'm going to close here with a verse in Ephesians that I thought it was very fitting. It says Ephesians 4:31-32. It says, "Let all bitterness, wrath, and anger, and clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. But be a kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you." May the Lord bless you.